Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
All right, everybody, welcome back into the Auburn Live show. Appreciate everybody for joining us. Make sure you go to auburnlive.com and subscribe, part of the On3 Sports Network. Go to auburnlive.com and subscribe and go to the YouTube channel and join us there. Turn your notifications on and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, so when new interviews and videos go up, you are aware. All right, let's just jump into a special edition of the Auburn Live show with one of Auburn's newest transfer portal signees, Indiana defensive lineman Phil Bleedy. Phil, what is happening, man?
Man, a lot of great things, man. I'm finally excited that I've committed to Auburn, and there's a lot of great things going on for this program, man. It's a lot of exciting things going on, and I'm ready to get to work with the team and really getting to experience this atmosphere. I've heard a lot of great things about it, and I'm really excited to get to experience it.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. Let's just jump right into it. Wow, Auburn. Who kind of recruited you to Auburn, and what do they expect you to sort of contribute? Where do you think you'll play along the defensive line? What are they telling you? What are your expectations? All that good stuff.
Man, the question is, why not Auburn? Mm-hmm. You know, when they started recruiting me, it was really Coach V, and me and Coach V got to build that relationship over time, and it was really like getting the visit scheduled, you know, and just getting to know more about the program and like the defense and who was coming in, like what the plan kind of was. And really, since I've gotten to know him and gotten to know Coach Freeze and gotten to know Coach Dirk, everybody on the staff, it's just been it's been amazing, you know. Something that really intrigues me about them is I love that they're really a family staff. You know, they really care about their guys. Because in this profession now, like, especially how things are nowadays, there's less and less staffs that are really like that, you know, that really care about the player outside of the business part of it. You know, I really love that part of it. And then to add on top of that, they had the development piece that I was looking for. Because am I coming back from my last year? Like, there's things that I need to have, you know, and that's why I came back. Like, development was number one. Wherever I was going to go to, it had to have the opportunity, you know, because I couldn't go to anywhere for depth. I have to be over to get there and go to a team that's looking for a day one guy. So, and outside of that is just the defense, you know. The defense is also going to allow me to do what I want to do for this last year on top of with the tools that I'm going to be given, like, in terms of development-wise. And DJ Durkins, his defense, if you watch A&M's defense last year, you got to see what they did on the field, and they were a really attacking defense. They play with high energy, and that's something that I really loved. I really wanted to be a part of that kind of defense. And really, like, since they've been recruiting me, they've been able to show me, like, the kind of where I would be in the defense. I'd be really a guy that is versatile. You know, Ben, in my time in college, I played a lot of different positions, like, which really, really adds a lot of value to me, you know, going to the next level and, like, in teams that I've been able to talk to, but really being able to use me in different spots, inside, outside, no matter where it's at, but just being a guy that is set up to go attack and make plays, you know, that's what the kind of defense it is, and that's the kind of player I am. So I really love that there. I was able to be very versatile in that defense that DJ Durkin run, and he's had a lot of past success in that defense, especially when it comes to interior D linemen. And that's what I need. You know, that's the kind of defense I wanted to be a part of, and that's the kind of defense I wanted to really, like, showcasing in my last year.
What's your current height and weight?
So right now I'm sitting at 6'3". And then my weight has fluctuated from 295 to 300 pounds.
Gotcha. And that feels – is that a pretty good spot for you, you think?
Yes, sir. That's definitely a good spot for me. The highest I'm looking at again is 300.
Yeah.
But I've been in that 95 to 300 range, and that's been my sweet spot for real.
So you'll play primarily, I guess, defensive tackle, maybe some end, I guess, in some situations. Is that kind of what it sounds like?
Yes, sir. So I'll be playing all across the board for real, like wherever they need me, but three tech, four I, five, like just being able to really show my versatility.
You mentioned Coach V, Vontrell King Williams. He's a guy that was just recently promoted at Auburn and came to Auburn under Jeremy Garrett. Jeremy Garrett went to the NFL, and then Vontrell gets promoted to that defensive tackle position. All the players we talked to like love him, love him, love him. I
Oh,
know
yeah.
him pretty well, and he's just a really great guy. How impressed were you with him? He's a guy that Auburn fans are sort of still trying to get to know because he's relatively new, especially how he recruits and what's his prowess on the recruiting trail. What was it like getting to know him, and what would you tell people in terms of his
Man,
ability to build a relationship with you?
I mean, I didn't even really see his recruiting once I really got to know who he was and like some of his background. Like I really saw his, I mean, he was just being real. I mean, I love that he was real from the jump, and he really cared about the relationship and really getting to know me and my family, you know. Like ever since he started recruiting me, he recruited my family. You know, he got the time to know my wife, my kids, and I got the time we got to he really got the time to know me and my background, and like just over time, like I really grown to like know that he was that's just who he was, you know. And then getting up there and seeing how he interacted with everybody and why everybody felt about him was like, yeah, he's just a great guy, you know. And you want somebody that you can trust, and you want a guy that really cares about his guys like that. So this really getting to see how much he cares about a player on his the personable level, you know what I mean? Like that's something I really love, you know. Like he really cares about you on a personable level, and he's really like a down to earth guy. He's a hard coach, but he's also cares. Like he also can. He also has like a spot where he can coach you hard, but he can also relate to you on a personal level and really like take the time to get to know you. You know, sometimes in this business, not everybody cares about who you are. You know, it's just about the football part, but he cares about you on more of outside of the football perspective, you know? So that's something I really loved about him. And he came from a different kind of background, you know, and me and him both came from a hard background, and we're able to like really relate on a lot of stuff, you know, and how he's an overcomer, and he's a guy that always finds ways, and he kind of got the same kind of mindset of me, like never being denied. Like he's been like that his whole life, just being a worker and working for everything he's gotten. And you know, people that is he meet along the way, and he's has opportunity to really like uplift those people, and he really puts himself in them people's shoes, you know, because he'd have been through a lot of different areas, like different obstacles in life, and he really is the kind of guy that really like treats people how he wants to be treated for real. And that's something that was really big, you know. I really wanted to be coached by somebody like that, and then somebody that really can, when they talked about the plan that he had for me, he broke everything down, how he could develop me. And like I saw that plan and was like, he can provide me with everything I need for my last year.
Yeah, that's so big. I can imagine in your situation, everybody's situation is different. For you, I have 1 year. So the things that are
Right.
important to you are what's the most I can get out of 1 year versus maybe somebody transferring into a program for 3 years that maybe thinks they have more time. Your priorities are different. So what goes into you started at Texas Tech, then you went to Indiana, now Auburn. Kind of take, I guess, what's the journey been like now second time transferring? Hopping into the SEC, man, it's a big jump. I mean, you know what you're about to
Right.
get into in the trenches in the SEC. But what went into your jump from Texas Tech to Indiana, and then now, I guess, how excited are you for this last jump into Auburn in the SEC and trying to, I mean, that's the best of the best. We're here on draft night. We're recording this the day of the draft starting. Nobody puts more players into the draft in the SEC, and so you're jumping into the best league in the in the world when it comes to talent, especially in the trenches.
Yes, sir. Man, it has been an amazing journey, man. I started my career at Texas Tech, and that's where I also met my wife and started my family. And, you know, I had my time there, and I've learned everything I needed to learn there. My D-line coach left after my second year. I had 2 years with him, and then I was with the new staff, which I had an amazing experience with them. But I went I followed my D-line coach to Indiana and really got to know that staff, and that was part of the reason I went there. And I really developed. Like, I really needed to develop. I developed every single year, and I continue to get better every year. And part of the reason I went to the Big Ten, because of the trench play. Like, that was a big factor in why I went there, because I felt like I had something to prove, and I put it all on film. You know, any doubt that people had, I put it on film. And every year that I didn't been in college, I got better. I didn't continue to grow and continue to get better. Like, my play has been on the rise, you know, every year. And that staff got fired. And for me, I needed that. All I needed was one more year, because, like, I could have left this past year and been drafted late. But, like, I really felt like all I needed was one more year of dominance and, like, just continuing to develop before I got to the NFL. And that's why I'm, like, that's a big reason, like, I'm going where I'm going, you know? Like, it is – this last year is very, very crucial, you know, and Auburn is going to be able to get me to everywhere I want to go to player development wise, and as a team too, you know. So I'm really excited to play in the SEC, playing against the best of the best. I've already got to play against some of the top offensive linemen in the Big Ten, and every week was the best of the best trench play, and I love getting another opportunity to do that in the SEC, whereas every week is you're going against the best of the best, and they're not just going against the best of the best, but you're going against the best of the best too. So every week you're able to put great things on film, and you got to get an opportunity to go against another guy that's going to be a draft pick too, you know. And I love getting that opportunity and really getting to display that. Like, I love the challenge, you know, because I'm going to be getting better, and I'm going to be going against better opponents, you know, and that's what you want. You know, you don't want an easy route. You know, I want the challenge. I want to show what I can do, and there's no better way than show what you can do than to go against the best of the best.
Yeah, I was looking at your stats: 30 tackles last season, 4 tackles for loss, 4 tackles for loss the season before that. So 8.5 tackles for loss and 2 sacks over the last 2 years, and then 30 tackles, which was a career high last season. Looking to build on that at Auburn. How interesting is it from your perspective to come into? So, like, Auburn has had to rebuild the defensive line. I'm sure they walked you through the depth chart and says, here's kind of where we're at. I mean, Marcus Harris probably going to get drafted tonight, but the D-line was a massive position they had to address. They brought in Tro Carter from Texas and Gage Keys from Kansas in the winter. And then they bring in you. They got Isaiah Rakes coming from USC. All on that defensive line. They brought in an edge player as well. But how interesting is that in this new world where you're going to be stepping in and it's going to – I mean, you know, there's some guys that Auburn recruited as well. There's some youngsters there. There's Bobby Travis and Darren DJ Reed. And there's some youngsters there too. But, man, a lot of it's going to be made up of a guy from USC and a guy from Indiana and a guy from Texas and a guy from – Kansas trying to do that, all coming into a program that they haven't been in for 3 years. How interesting is that from your perspective, like when it comes to culture or locker room or just kind of trying to gel together and create the kind of atmosphere you want with guys that come in right off, you know, just come in for a year like yourself? How do you sort of step into that and make it feel like you've all sort of been there and you're all going in one direction, if that makes sense?
I mean, for me, it's really everybody just meeting everybody where they are, you know, meeting everybody where they are, and then, like, setting a standard. You know, you set a standard. What do you expect? Everybody wants to be great, but how do you be great? You know, it comes You got to challenge each other every day. You got to continue to get better every single day. And if anybody's not meeting that standard of being great, you got to pick them up. You know, you got to bring them along. Older guys like me and any guys that's coming in, they've been through this college football process for some time now, and they know what to expect, and they know what it takes. And really having older guys in the room like myself is really great when you got younger guys too. You get to bring those guys up and help those guys get ready to play, help those guys transition through this process. And I think it's great. It's a great thing because iron sharpens iron. We're going to have a lot of competition in the room. We're going to be getting each other better, and that's what you want from a D-line room. You want depth, and you want guys that you when the starter's taken out, the guy behind is no drop-off, you know, because everybody's, like, on that level in the room. And I think that's what we're definitely going to have in the room, and we're going to get a chance to build that this summer and build that during camp, and throughout the season we're going to get better as a D-line every single week. It's going to be high competition, high energy, and we're going to love each other. It's all going to be out of love. We're going to get on each other. Like, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be so, like, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb on film. You know, that's what you want from a D-line, and it starts with the off-season. And we're going to have plenty of opportunity to build that this summer.
I guess this NIL is just this whole new world that we're in, and you talked about having a wife and a child, right? Like, how old is your kid?
If you don't mind. So my daughter, she's 2 and a half. She's gonna turn 3 July 7th, and then my son, he just turned 1 in January.
Wow, that's awesome. I got a 4.5-year-old girl. I'm right there with you, man. But like, I just think about this NIL for you. It's just specifically when you kind of talked about, you know, sort of having a family, man, that NIL is a totally different. You're looking at that completely different than maybe somebody else who's looking at it. You're always trying to better yourself. But how important or not important was that for you? I mean, you got a family to think about. NIL is new, and it's right there, and it's legit. And I think it's a legit factor, and it should be a factor. I think it's a perfectly valid thing to think about. How big of a factor was it for you, or was it a combination of, yeah, I want that opportunity, but I also want playing time, and I also want coaches that I trust? I mean, you want a combination of that, but I am curious how NIL plays into somebody like you with a family, like into your thinking about what those opportunities might be like once you get here.
Man, that actually is funny you say that, because that question has came up so many times in this process. And for me, NIL is very important. But for me, I don't think that is the first, that could be the first thing, because for me, like, being at different schools, like, I know at any given program, they're going to be able to support my family, you know, and I don't think that I would waste a team's time if they couldn't support my family, you know, like, I couldn't do that, because that has to be, you have to be able to do that, which majority of programs are able to do now. Some people can support them better than others, you know? So that was definitely, that was a big factor. But I really, that if a team didn't have the development piece I was looking for, the defense part that I was looking for, and the culture part that I was looking for, like, it couldn't be a conversation.
Yeah.
Because after you get to those main things, and then it comes to, okay, I know you can support my family. Now, how good can you support my family? Like, am I going to have to worry about A, B, and C? You know, and if you have to worry about that much things, they can't support your family as well as you need. And then, like, you have what you like, and then you can do a process of elimination, you know?
Right.
Like, you really, like, for me in my last year as a senior, like, I can't worry about being at a school and having to worry about if my family's being taken care of, you know, and I'm not going to have to worry about that at Auburn. You know, they are able to take care of my family, and they're able to provide all the resources that we need to take care of our kids too. And my wife's not going to have to stress. So that's something that is very vital to me, you know, and so that's something that I was able to, me and them were able to communicate with one another, and like, that piece was there, you know,
that's awesome.
That was amazing thing. I mean, that was a blessing from God. You know, that's just God taking care of us over and over again. Like, I've never been a guy that's made it all about the money. That for me, that's why that conversation has came last every time, because I know that schools are able to do it, but how, like, what are things you can be like, what are ways you can do it? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can do it, but how can you do it, and how efficient are y'all in that area? You know, and there was no, it was not a not not a worry in that area. So I was really thankful that I really had all those pieces were there, you know.
No, I totally agree. And I think it's interesting to hear different perspectives. You know, some people might be like, hey, I only care about NIL, and that's one way to go about it. But I think probably if the culture's not there and all you care about is NIL, you're probably gonna be unhappy. And so it's gotta be
Right.
a certainly gotta be a combination. I'm curious how different the recruitment was for you, high school and portal. Not just how the programs maybe treated you or came after you, but also you're more mature and you're more experienced and you're older. And so not just maybe how they came after you differently, but how you viewed your recruitment differently, going back to when you're a high schooler looking at colleges versus portal. Obviously, this year you have 1 year, so there's a bunch of other things that you're thinking about. But just in general, like, what are the maybe couple of differences for you, high school recruiting versus portal recruiting?
Man, it's just, I mean, something as simple as I'm a father and this is my last year. I'm a fifth year senior. This is not my first time through it. This is not my first time going through the portal. You know, I made it very clear on every conversation I've had during this portal, I'm looking for these five, four things. I'm not here to BS around. Like, I'm straight to the point. This is what I need. If you can't provide those things I need, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste my time. You know, I need development. I need our opportunity. I need to be in the correct defense, and the culture piece has to be there. And then we shouldn't even be talking if you can't provide the NIL piece with my family. Like, that's the last piece.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right.
Like, that's what every, like, I would ex like I know that schools are able to do that, you know. Like, that was straight to the point. You know, I'm
Yeah.
for me is how can you help me elevate in this last year, and how much do you care about the guys that you have in that room? Like, how much do you care about what you're doing, the guys you have? Like, I kept it straight to the point, you know. When you have those, when you talk to a guy and you have that kind of conversation, you know he's about his business, and you know that this is not high. You don't talk to a high schooler and that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least there's not much high schoolers you can talk to about that conversation. You know, there's a lot of other things that come into play, but this is my last year, and I've been through this process before, and I've been through a lot of different things, and I know what I need. Like, is difference between wants and needs, and I had all my needs lined up, so I didn't have to hear none. Like, I got to sort through all the noise and stuff, and just got to straight to the point. This is what I need. How well can you provide the things that I need? If you can't, I limit my options. If you can, we got to talk and we got to develop a relationship to see how well you can do that, and if this is going to be a place for me.
That makes a ton of sense. Being able to prioritize what's important to you when you're 18 versus when you're, I don't know, 22, wherever right. you're at, 23. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And wants and needs, that's a very astute thing to say, and being able to differentiate between those two is huge. You mentioned, obviously, you talk about your wife. You hear happy wife, happy life all the time. Mm-hmm. How big was that? Like, hey, what do you think about Auburn? How big was it? How she felt about Auburn? And you were thinking about other schools, obviously, but what was her impression of Auburn, the place? I don't know if she came on the visit with you, but what was her impressions of Auburn, and how big was it to get her approval?
Man, like that, her approval means everything to me. That's my wife. That's my best friend. And we both are on this journey together. You know, her opinion is just as valid as mine. And her getting to go to Auburn, and really, like, just from the jump, like, she got to see the town, and got to see the families that were there, and got to see got to get to know the coaches and get to be around the coaches. And, like, she just felt at home, you know, and she felt at peace when we left there. And that was something that was big for me, because, shoot, me as a man, like, we don't always understand a woman's intuition, you know? And, like, she's proven over and over again that intuition is not – it hasn't been wrong, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that she felt that way when she left Auburn, like, she really loved how family-oriented it was. She really loved the culture. Like, she's from the South, too, and, like, Southern hospitality, like, you can't get better than that, you know? And she really loved that piece of it. She really loved that – like, she loved everything about it. And then, like, the funny part is, like, she loved the defense too. You know, she answers all the right questions. She's in the film room too. Like, me and her watch tons of film together, and she asked all the hard questions. She loved how they would use me in the scheme, and I mean, she was sold from there. So it was an amazing experience for her, and like, she got to see everything she needed to see, and like, she felt at peace leaving Auburn, and that's something to me that. Like, man, everything, you know.
That's huge. Yeah, that's huge. Did y'all get a chance to go out to eat any good restaurants when you were here?
Oh man, we went to Amsterdam's.
Nice.
We went to this one breakfast spot. I forgot what it's called, but it had like big old biscuits there. Yeah, Amsterdam. Everything was great there. You know, I don't think we went to a bad place. We ate at a bad place. Every food spot we hit was amazing.
There's some good spots. I'm sure you'll make the rounds in some places. So, man, somebody asked on our board when I told them that we were going to do this interview with you, and they kind of brought up an interesting point. We certainly have talked about how you've now been in now three different programs, but three different conferences, Big 12, Big 10, and SEC. Obviously, you're not here yet, but you know what's coming. Yep. I'm interested. It'll be interesting to maybe talk to you after, you know, in August, fall camp, if we get a chance to talk to you and or catch up with you on the phone during the season, and know about sort of what you see as the differences in going from Big 10 or Big 12 to Big 10 to SEC. Is there anything that you anticipate? We talked a little bit earlier, but is there anything somebody's told you, or that you've just from your watching film, that you're like, here's what I think is coming that I don't know that I've faced yet, or here's what I think might be the biggest challenge going against SEC offensive linemen or whatever that maybe I haven't faced yet? Is there anything specific about the SEC that you've heard or watched on film that you're like, here's what I think's coming, and maybe what might be a biggest a challenge in terms of an adjustment?
I mean, I've been in different conferences, like you said, and the biggest difference is the trench play.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere it's the trench play, you know, like the Big Ten, Big 12, the O linemen, D linemen, they're a little bit bigger, and it's a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And SEC is very similar to the Big Ten. Offensive linemen are a little bit more athletic than the Big Ten, you know, but the Big Ten has great offensive linemen too. So from what I've heard, is a lot more athletic. Offensive lineman, which I love the challenge because I'm very athletic too and very explosive, and I just love getting to go against like that kind of competition. You know, that's gonna show me where I'm at too. You know, I'm gonna get to put a guy great things on film, but really just that. I mean, when it comes to the skill positions, I've heard a lot of great things about how fast the SEC is, and I think real similar to the Big 12. Like the Big 12, I went a lot against a lot of great offenses, you know, and the Big 10, I've seen a lot of great defenses, and a lot of really good O-lines, big O-lines, in terms of the size difference. The Big 10, the SEC is the same. You know, you're going to go against big old, like I've been against the Michigan, Ohio State. I've been against the Wisconsin. Like they don't get bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? They don't get, and those are some of the best offensive linemen that you're going to like units that you're going to play in college football too. So like, it's real similar. Some weeks you're going to go against better offensive line than others, but I think, just the main difference was the athletic offensive lineman. I think they said a lot of people said that SEC has a lot more athletic offensive linemen, which I mean, it don't, to me, I don't think it really matters if you're doing what you need to do. You know, you're doing the right film study you need to do. You are doing a tech, doing what you're coached to do. And when you're doing that, it don't matter what they can do. You know, it's what you're doing to prepare, you know.
So you come down here, I guess you'll report probably May, a lot of these guys will come down. Who did you have a chance to hang out with when you were here and you visited Auburn, current players? Did you have any guys host you or did you get to know a little bit?
Man, I got to hang out with Jason.
Yeah.
Jason was a nose guard last year, and then I got to hang out with LJ.
Yep.
He was a transfer from Purdue, but he's a coach now.
Yep.
So I got to hang out with both of those guys, and they were both amazing guys. Both then played there, been here, and they're able to share everything they experienced. And I mean, it was amazing getting to know them, and like we glued from the get go, you know, like we clicked and really built that kind of chemistry. And I mean, me and Jason gonna be playing with each other a lot this season, so like me and him really were able to connect really easily when we got here. And so I'm really excited to get to meet more of those guys, but those are the guys that I was able to connect with when I was down there.
What'd you think of the facilities and the new football building and all that?
I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. They have every resource you need as a player to be successful, you know, and they just built the all the indoor and the weight room and stuff like that. So it was amazing. Me getting to see what the areas that I have to really be successful as I want to be, like that really, it really says a lot about a program when you see how great their facility is, because it really shows like how important do they take the development and the resources that the players are given, you know, like when you have more things to work with, I mean, you're able to become that more great of a player when you use the things that you have, you know? So I really loved it. I mean, I can't wait to be able to have that, the access to those things, you know? So.
Yeah. Where did you get last year? Your 1 year at Indiana. Did you go anywhere cool last year? Did you go to Michigan? Did you go to Ohio State? Did you go to Penn State last year? Where did you go to any nice road environments?
Man. Actually, the best road environment I'd actually been is definitely on Penn State. And it's kind of crazy because it really started off that way, but we actually imposed our will, like, for majority of the game. And it ended up being started to get quiet, you know, once we started doing our thing. But it was that definitely Penn State. And after Penn State, I would say Michigan was pretty good too. It was that was a good environment, playing in the big house there and really getting to experience that. But I definitely would say those are the top two for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, it'll be an awesome experience. Jordan Hare Stadium is an awesome experience.
Yes, sir.
Those first handful of games are at home, and your first conference games against Oklahoma. So that'll be a familiar.
Man, I cannot. Bro. I can't wait. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait. To really like, I can't wait to play in the SEC, man. I've heard a lot of great things about it, and you know, growing up watching the SEC and just all these great teams, and now getting to play on the biggest stage, you know, and really getting to prove everything I can do, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. I think they got Jaren Thompson's a transfer, just transferred to Auburn before the spring. He's from Texas. So you, him, I don't know who else will have had some familiarity with Oklahoma. And, of course, that'll be Oklahoma's first SEC game ever. So that'll be a really big one in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Well, let's end on this, man. What is your message kind of to the fan base? I think it's really interesting, the portal. High school, man, you'd follow all the fans. They would follow a guy's recruitment maybe for a year and a half. They'd read stories about him. And then he's at Auburn, and then he redshirts maybe. And you have a bunch of time to get to know a guy. Portal's just different. Like, it's just guy, you know, like yourself, you're going to come, you're going to be here for 1 year. They don't always have an opportunity to get to know some of these guys, which is kind of a bummer. Because I think that's kind of one of the more fun things. What should they know about you? Like, what would you say if you're talking to Auburn fans, what are you about? What can they see on the field? Like, what can they expect to see from you on the field?
I mean, they should expect to see somebody that really loves the game. I really love this game. And so, like, after we win, like, I'm gonna celebrate with them, you know. I'm really big on that. Just expect to be on Toombs Corner a lot, because there's gonna be a lot of winning going on this year, you know. And I can't wait to really get to experience that tradition with them, you know. And I've heard a lot of great things about the Auburn fans, and I heard if you love Auburn, they love you back. And I just can't wait to be around that and be in that kind of atmosphere. And You for me, like, fans are a big part of games, you know. And when you get to when they create a hostile environment for the other team, and like you can really see the love that they have for y'all, you know. And you really feed off that, you know. You feed off that when you're on the field, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing thing. So getting to know me, I'm a big people's person. Like, I can't wait to really like connect with the fans. Whether it's at events, you're going to see me in public a lot. Me and my family are going to be out. We're going to be at parks. We're going to be going to try out different places. I just love getting to interact with the fans. I'm real personable guy. I'm an easygoing person. I love to grill. I really love to cook. Me and my wife, we cook a lot. So, we might, if we end up doing a little family cooking show, just y'all tuning in to that.
That'd be nice.
That might be something we might be talking about. The kids will be gonna be at a lot of parks and stuff like that. So we gonna be a really active in the community too. We want to really big on giving back too. So definitely y'all gonna see a lot of us, and we can't wait to get to know you guys, and we can't wait to get this thing rolling. It's gonna be a big year. I'm expecting big things. We are bringing in the right pieces that we need to add to the team, and our team is going to continue to get better every single week. And it starts in this off season. So I'm really excited to get to know y'all as a fan base. You know, I'm already getting to feel some love from y'all, and I'm really excited for this year.
Well, I mean, from talking to you, I mean, you're going to fit right in, not just to the community in Auburn, the fan base, but I can see why you were so high on their list in terms of culture and what you're about to. I know what Hugh Freeze is trying to build. He's very, very cognizant of trying to bring the right people in and build the right culture. And it's pretty clear to see why you were so wanted by them. I think you'll be an awesome fit. Have you caught up with anybody like Isaiah Rakes? Or it was funny, like, you and Rakes, like, same day, back to back days, whatever. Did you know that y'all were gonna that was gonna happen?
Yeah, I actually did know. And him have talked. It was actually our first time talking the other day. But he's a really cool dude. We're not too far from the same area, you know. In Jersey, we both Jersey boys. We really both excited to get to work, you know. So me getting to know him a little bit, we're going to be playing together a lot. So, I mean, this is going to be an exciting year for us. And this is a great year for Auburn football, you know. And I think with the pieces that we're bringing in, I think people are starting to get to see that, you know. So, yeah, we cannot wait to bring a lot to this program. You know, this is going to be a big year, you know. So Isaiah, he's excited too. I don't know if y'all been able to talk to him, but he's really excited. We're excited to work together on this defense, and we're excited to be a vital piece on this defense, adding a lot of energy and adding a lot of grit into this defense. So it's a lot going to be going on. Like we excited. Two Jersey boys coming in.
That's awesome. Well, you got a chance to be a part of the turnaround. I mean, Auburn's in that sort of transition phase. A lot of talents come in the last 2 years. So you got an opportunity to really be a part of a team that starts to put Auburn back on the map in a big way. Obviously, they've had tons of success over the years, but this year's is a pivotal one. So you got a chance to be a part of something special for sure, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you joining us, man. Phil, so much. I know that you'll be active on social, and fans are going to be loving you and interacting with you and all that good stuff, man. I appreciate your time. Can't wait for you guys to get down here, be a part of the community. You're going to fit right in and love it, man. And we look forward to seeing you out there. I'll see you out there probably in August when fall camp starts, man. And,
yes, sir.
And we'll get it cranking.
Man, I appreciate you having me on the show, Justin, man. It's been amazing. It's been a pleasure, man. I can't wait till this year. I mean, we're gonna chop it up again, but I'm really excited to get to work with y'all. So this is gonna be a great year. Y'all just be ready to decorate that Toons Corner, man. It's gonna be a lot of that going on. So I'm really excited for this opportunity. You know, I'm really excited.
There you go. We'll catch up again soon, man.
Appreciate All right. You have a great day.
YouTube, man, and go to auburnlive.com for everybody watching. Subscribe to and go to the YouTube channel. Subscribe, turn on notifications, all that good stuff. We'll see you over there. For Phil, I'm Justin Hokanson. We'll see you next time. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.